Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Solcenti with the Dr. Lisa Solcenti podcast. And today's going to be a fun podcast. I always look forward to this one. I do this every year. And it is about holiday gifts and how to choose the healthy gifts. The reason why I love doing this is because it's really the best gift you can give, in my opinion. Because when you're giving a gift of health, you're really thinking about the well-being of another person. You're thinking about them being healthy. There's just so much love in that. And of course, we can buy or make any gift for anyone. So gift giving, you can just choose anything that you want to choose. So that's the thing about gift giving. So I just feel like when it's something in the health range, when it's a healthy gift, it's really going the extra mile or two when you're thinking further about just a random gift or, you know, like a random gift card that you can just get anybody. So this is really specific too, because when you're getting the gift of health, you also want to think about what does that mean for that person that's receiving it, and what gift of health would they like. So in gift giving, I love giving gifts, by the way. This is one of my favorite seasons. And you might be listening to this podcast at a different time, but as we're doing this podcast, we are rolling into Thanksgiving time here in my area. And then we will be celebrating, for me, it would be Christmas. So I love giving gifts. I just love that. I love doing this. And I know some people don't like it. They're not good at it. It's stressful for them. So I'm hoping this podcast will help it ease your mind and help make it easier for you too. So let's jump in here. And what I'm going to start with are obviously gifts that are from me. So it's going to be some things that you can get from my website or following me and working with me. And let's start with that. And then I'm going to roll into things that aren't about me. I just want to cover what I can offer you and give you, and so you know what's available this holiday season with my sales. So if you go to my website, drlisasolcenti.com, you can get a couple things there. But one of the best gifts, I think, is a consultation with me. And the reason for this is I find a lot of people that come to me in the new year, they're like, oh my gosh, this was the greatest gift my mom got me, or this is such a great gift that my daughter got me, or my wife, or my husband. And they're really, really happy to have this opportunity to sit down with me and go over their health problems. And we'll talk about any of the labs they've done with other doctors, any places that they've been, test results. And we'll go over what's going on with them at that moment in time. And we will put together a plan to help them. And, you know, a lot of my nutrition plans and my functional medicine plans, they differ because it really depends on the patient in front of me. So the consultation is really just a phenomenal time for me to really, you know, design something for the client, the new patient, but also for the patient. So there's not anyone that's come to me and was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this gift that... Well, that's actually not true. There was one person, and if he's listening, he knows who he is. He was so mad that his wife got, it wasn't even a consultation. She bought she bought the big nutrition program for him, and he was not happy about it. I think it was for his 50th birthday or something, but he did so phenomenal, and he was got off so many meds, lost weight. It was just a phenomenal story, and he at the end was like, you were like my second favorite person besides my wife. So it turned out to be one of those phenomenal gifts. And that's what the consultation with me can do. And right now, if you go to my website for the holidays, it's on sale for $99, and it's usually $200. So it's half off. It's a fantastic, or, you know, $100 half off. And it's a fantastic opportunity. And I love being able to do this. You can also just book it. They can use it at any time, within the year of 2024. So they could use it in December if they want, but that's such a busy time of year. So don't worry if you buy it and you give it. They can use it in 2024. I can create a really pretty gift card if you need it. Sometimes people just want the receipt. So I will know when you ordered it, and I'll reach out to you, and my team will get that for you as a gift. The other thing that we're running is that we will have sales. So if someone's sitting with me and they want to, do labs or do a nutrition program, we literally have up to $800 of savings depending upon which level of program you're doing, how many labs you do. So it's really, you know, they run from $250 off to $400 off to $800 off depending upon the big package. So there's a really, really good sales on labs and functional nutrition programs with me right now. Again, you can lock in on those, and then I will honor those as we go into the new year. I always honor the sales that I run. So you just have to purchase it within the time frame, and this sale's running right now, November 12th to December 31st of 2023. Okay, another thing that is really great, if you go to my website, and if you're in my office, I sell these too, by the way, these sales are available in my office or online, is the Dr. Solsenti roll-ons. They're brand new, and it's a brand that my husband and I just created, and we're super excited about it. And the roll-ons are phenomenal. I just had a patient go, oh my gosh, this is just so great. And I was like, they are, aren't they? And she's like, oh my gosh, no. I just can't believe how much it works. I just can't believe it. And I said, I know, it's awesome. So the roll-ons, if you go, I have two. And one is called Soothe, and the other is called Calm. And they literally have like two basic ingredients. The one ingredient I use, coconut oil, and the other ingredients are my essential oil blend. So my essential oils, I use organic essential oils, and then I make a blend for that blend to be able to do a specific thing. When you go there, you can see which essential oils I use. But the Calm is used for upset belly. Digestive upset. So if you have a loved one that has, you know, upset belly, digestion problems, like, oh, my stomach's just bothering me, and they say it a lot, of course I want them to have a consultation with me. But, you know, getting a roll-on for the time being is a great gift. Or, you know, getting a few of them, wrapping them up really cute for people. They're great, great stocking stuffers, just phenomenal gifts. Teachers, think of them. They're on sale for $15, so that perfect price range of that gift for a smaller gift, you know, that you want for somebody. The Soothe is for joint pain, muscle pain, aches and pains. So I'm a chiropractor, and that's our specialty. And I got just tired of using Biofreeze and Icy Hot and all of those things that, when you look at the ingredient, it's dyes, it's petroleum, it's a lot of blah, 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 big words. And when you look them up, they're toxic. And I spent my life's work on making sure that people learn how to eat well, that the foods that they put into their mouth that go into their digestive tract are not toxic. And I work on this so hard about cleaning up the food choices, because the American diet is a really scary diet, and it's really the cause of many, many, many diseases, definitely a cause of leaky gut. So this inflammatory process that we create through food in our body, it's something that I try to educate people on and work with. But we also have to think about, what do we put on our skin, right? Our skin is the largest organ outside the body. It's humongous, and it's permeable, meaning what you put on it is actually going to get into your bloodstream. So you can see, if you're coming to me and working with me for 26 years now, and I'm using all these products that have just absolute garbage in them, I don't like it. And I don't like it on my hands when I'm working with them, and I don't like feeling good about putting it on the patient. So I created the Dr. Solsenti roll-ons, and we started with Soothe, because we're chiropractors and we want to have an absolute clean, toxic-free ability for pain relief roll-on gel. And then we moved over to Calm, because I do the nutrition work, and that's for the digestive upsets. And hopefully more will be coming down the pipe for 2024, but check out the roll-ons. The other thing that you can purchase through me in my office or online, and this actually goes through my chiropractic website, so that would be AtlanticCoastChiropractic.com. And this is called CryoSkin, because this is at my office only. This obviously isn't something that you could do with me if you lived in another state. So it's through my chiropractic. My chiropractic is just the very local website, where the drlisasolsenti.com is global. And so CryoSkin is my golden magic wand. What we use it for, I just absolutely love it for facials. It's my number one thing. So we use it as our anti-aging. What I found is a lot of women were coming in and again, worrying about skin as they're getting older. And rightfully so, I'm getting older and I am seeing the wrinkles and the drooping and the sagging and the stuff that's like, oh no. So, you know, a lot of women want to run to Botox and they want to run to these creams and these serums and these potions that when, again, you're looking at the ingredients, you're just shaking your head because you're putting them into your bloodstream, right? You're not taking care of the skin peptides and the skin proteins and the oils in your skin and also the blood supply that's underneath it. So CryoSkin is a wand that uses cold therapy to tighten the skin, to tighten the pores, increase elasticity, increase collagen, and so it'll tone the skin beautifully. And so we have those sessions on sale. If you have any questions and you can't find the website, you could just call our office. I can give you the number here. It's 732-477-5888. Again, 732-477-5888. But you also can just go to my website and, you know, email me too. All my information's on both the DrLisaSolSenti.com and the Lanikos.com. So I don't want you to get confused. But with the magic wand, you can do a facial. That's my favorite. I absolutely love it. They also can tone different parts of your body, and you can use it for fat loss because believe it or not, we can freeze, the fat within the cells using our beautiful magic wand. So CryoSkin is another gift that the ladies absolutely love. So ladies, if you're listening, this is the time to tell your husband that you really want a gift card for these. And the way we can do it is we can give one, or we can make a nice little package for you. The facials are on sale for $50, so that's just amazing. The toning is $100, and the CryoSkin, the slimming, this is gonna blow your mind, is $125, right? These go for $250, $300 in other places. So you can get a couple, depending upon what your budget is. We can make a little nice package for you. Husbands, if you're listening, this is something that, again, if you gave to the wives, they come in so excited and so happy. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is so much what I wanted. This is great for birthday gifts and Valentine's Day and all that stuff. So this is another one. The consultation and the CryoSkin gift cards. There's not one person's ever, well, I told you the one guy that was upset, but most people are just so happy that they get them. And again, he was happy in the end. The other thing you will see at DrLisaSolSenti.com and in my practice, I think this is the last gift for me, and then I will roll into some other great gift ideas, is my book. It's called The Over-Tilted Child. This is an excellent book for anyone in your life that has a child that is struggling in school. And it could be ADD, ADHD, it could be anxiety, it could be sensory issues, it could be behavioral focus. And I wrote this book 10 years ago when my son was going through a really, really hard time at school. He was diagnosed with Asperger's at the time. Today it's autism spectrum disorders. And he's 23, so we're going back when he was actually, I'm actually going back almost 20 years. It's crazy, but I wrote the book 10 years ago. And what I did was I wrote it to be able to give it to other parents that were after us, that parents and teachers and guidance counselors were like, you need to go ask Luke's mom. You need to go ask Mrs. Solsenti. She knows. She figured it out. Like, she helped him. You need to ask her what she did. So I didn't have the time. I tried so hard to help as many families as I could because so many were coming down the pike. I was like, it was crazy. And you know, there was nutrition, of course, that we did. That's what started the leaky gut program. And we did chiropractic, of course. And we did, you know, OT, PT, and speech, and in therapy and all stuff. But we had to fix the classroom. We had to set this. We had to create the right setting, the right academic setting. So this book, the first half talks about anyone that doesn't know, like, how to get the diagnosis, how to get the right diagnosis. If they don't know what a 504, an IEP, they don't know where to go. If they're trying and they're struggling and maybe have the wrong plan for the child, I walk you through all of that. I've met many parents who are afraid to label a child. We talk about all that. And then the other half of the book is just strategy after strategy after strategy after strategy. The book right now is on sale because what I did on the 10-year anniversary as we did the second edition. And so it's got a beautiful new cover. I added more strategies that where I left off, because when I wrote the book, I believe Luke, I can't remember where, but I got 10 years ago, that would put him at, where did I put him at? So 13. So yeah, I was going to say we probably wrote it on middle school. So I added some high school strategies. I added driving. I added a little more things as they get older and then rolling into college. So great book. It's called The Over-Tilted Child. It is also on Amazon. And it's on Kindle. And it's also on my website. So you could just go to Amazon and get it. It's that could be easy for you too. So The Over-Tilted Child. And anyone that has a child that's struggling absolutely will love this book. This will, again, these are special gifts. These are gifts of really caring and really thinking about how can I help this person? How can I make this person's life better, their health better? And it's just a special gift. It's a wonderful gift. Okay. That, I believe, is about my gifts for you guys. Oh, I have a gift for you that I want to give you from me before I leave this area, since we're talking about books. If you are on my website and you're looking at books, there is a book I'm giving away for free. It's my holiday recipe cookbook, and it's my gift to you. And so I'm talking about things that you can be buying for others, and I'm talking about, you know, buying for me and looking at my stuff. So as you're shopping on my website, please take my gift to you. It's absolutely free right now. It's my new cookbook. And the reason I wrote this book was because the number one thing said to me is, oh, I just can't eat healthy during the holidays. Oh, it's just Thanksgiving. It's one day. Or it's just a Christmas party. I'm just going to cheat for a little bit. And it doesn't turn into a little bit. It just doesn't. It will go from Thanksgiving all the way into New Year's. And so it will be almost a month and a half of cheating. And so you don't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. It really doesn't. You can eat healthy, and you can eat at least a healthier version of your favorite holiday foods. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's not going to be something sweet, like a cookie still might have some calories in it, right? But it's going to be a healthier version. So that's what my holiday recipes cookbook is focusing on, is taking some of your favorite, our favorite holiday, you know, sweets or recipes and changing them into a healthy alternative. So please, please check out that cookbook for you. And that's my gift for you for the holidays. I hope you enjoy it. Okay. I know I've mentioned this before in other podcasts, but one of my favorite gifts, if you don't have this, are air diffusers. So with essential oils, so you're putting essential oils into an air diffuser. I like them over candles. And I'm telling you right now, I don't like candles unless they're purely clean. It's very, very important. And I know people love to give candles at Christmas time, but you have to understand these fragrances that they put in the candle, these fragrance oils and these fragrances are not healthy. Fragrances in candles, as well as skincare products, we're going to get into that, as well into cleaning products, perfumes, all these things, fragrances are super dangerous. They're really, really unhealthy. There's a documentary called Stink, and it's a friend of mine who did this film. You need to look for that and watch it. And because a lot of these fragrances are linked to cancers, definitely breast cancer. It's an estrogen, they're estrogen disruptors. So if you're into a lot of these fragrances, especially the candles, and I bring up candles because it's Christmas time or Hanukkah or any of the holidays, and definitely New Year's and birthdays. My birthday's coming up, so I'm thinking about that. And people love to give candles, rightfully so. They're awesome. But think about air diffusers and essential oils. The company I love for essential oils is Plant Therapy. They're organic. They have, you know, certified organic. They just have a lovely smell. They have holiday scents. You know, they have kid ones. They have ones for certain ailments. You could just really do a nice, they have cute little gift packages and stuff like that. And of course, Plant Therapy is also on Amazon. Same with air diffusers. There's one on Amazon. I think I gave a lot of people those for birthdays because I gave them that with some essential oils. Super, super healthy. Start cleaning up the candle thing. If we move into the skincare, same idea. So this is an area, if you're buying your anyone's skincare stuff, I know this is a tough one if they're stuck on their favorite skincare or, you know, facial cream or serum or sugar scrub or body creams. I used to have a skincare company and I made them absolutely pure. We had as few ingredients as possible. Again, that's what I preach. You need to turn over, whether it's a sugar scrub, a soap, a lotion, a face cream, a serum, and you really, really need to read the ingredients. And maybe this is going to be a harder gift to give to somebody who's stuck on this, but this is something that you really could be life-changing. You need to avoid at all costs parabens and sulfates and phthalates and sorbitol and sugars and alcohols and dyes and fragrances. And there's these things called sodium, SLS, I believe it's called, and SLES, you know, sodium lauryl. You'll see the word lauryl. You'll see lauryl sulfate. They're just really toxic things. They strip the body of oils. They take away the natural proteins in the skin. They actually can create hair loss. They damage the follicles, especially if they're in shampoos. But they're in a lot of these scrubs and these lotions. You need to be very, very careful. Any of the ethanols, like there's phenol ethanols, there's, you know, you'll see the word usually... Something that ends in anol is an alcohol, is what I'm trying to get at. So look at some of these ingredients. And parabens, I think I mentioned polysorbate 80. There was something I looked up the other day. It was from Estee Lauder. It has about 60 ingredients in it. It's crazy. And it's like a really popular cream. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what we're doing to ourselves. Just crazy, crazy stuff. You can Google all these if you want. I'm sure there's some benzoates, right? And lots of alcohol, lots of fragrances. I'm looking at it right now. Sodium this, sodium that. Yellow 5, blue 1. It's just crazy. It goes on and on and on. Like, it's huge. Xanthan gum, sorbitol. There's that phenoxyethanol. Red 40, yellow 5. It's crazy. And so where could you get some healthy... skincare. So a company that I love is called 100% Pure. You might know about this. You can go to their website. They're having a lot of sales right now. Their stuff's really pretty clean. And so I really like that company the most. It's called 100% Pure. And you can get them on Amazon, but you can also go to their website. They have a lot more on their website than they do on Amazon. And if you go there, I can look here right now for you. So they have skincare, they have makeup, they have hair and body, they have scrubs. What I love is they've got mascara and liners and foundation and bronzers. They have, the body care too, like the skincare. They have the body wash, scrubs, hand lotion, hand sanitizers. They even have shampoo and conditioners. So check out that would be absolutely great, especially if you have daughters and you're buying them all that junk stuff. Get them off that. Too many kids I see with cancers. Just too many. Just too many. It's unacceptable. Soaps too. So if, let's say you're at a farmer's market and somebody's making soaps and lotions and potions and things like that. Okay, just because a small business is doing it doesn't mean they're using healthy products. So turn them over and read the ingredients. And hopefully they're putting all their ingredients on these labels. Because again, this is a farmer's market or a craft show and you don't really know if they're putting down whatever's in it. But most people do. I've been at a lot of these. I sold my own skincare stuff here. But most of the women there and men, they're pretty honest and their stuff's pretty pure. But just be careful because some people's aren't. I know that. Or they think that using a fragrance or a fragrance oil or some of these preservatives are safe and it's not. But like I know my cousin, she makes soap and it's pure and she makes it from scratch. So a lot of those soaps and soap bars there are pretty pure. So, I love the local farmer markets and the craft fairs because you're supporting small businesses. You know, another great thing to get there, believe it or not, like this was, I got this gift and I was so excited. Somebody got me real honey from a bee maker from a farmer's market. I know it's an expensive gift. I know it's, I know it, and it's such a thoughtful gift. And they just bought it randomly one day, came into my office and was like, oh, I know that you would, I thought of you. And I just so touched by that. 100% maple syrup, you know, things like that. So even check out these craft fairs, because I met a woman that she made the most beautiful dishes and in mugs. And they were just, I live at the shore and it was all beautiful, like, you know, it was all shore stuff and just so pretty, fit my home so well. And it wasn't that expensive, and that would have been a great gift too. So definitely check them out, and be careful though of the skincare area. Okay, another thing that I love, I buy them every year, are water bottles. And I buy them, you can go to my website, drlisasoulcindy.com, and you could read my blog on the water dilemma, and you can also read on sports drinks. I get into it. I am not going to get into it here. You can actually listen to my other podcasts. I get into it. But the one I like, as you'll learn if you've listened to me before, is Hydro Flask. I love theirs because I think they're really good and they're affordable, because some of these companies get a little nuts with their pricing. Hydro Flask runs a great Black Friday sale. This is why I want to get this podcast out before them. They really run a good sale during Christmas, and I usually buy everybody one underneath our tree. But that's a great gift. And if you want to make a sports drink and know how to make a healthy sports drink, go to my website and put in under the blog, search my sports drink blog. I have recipes there for homemade sports drinks. Again, get off the sports drinks and get off the plastic bottles. Stop buying that stuff. You're wondering where cancer is coming from. They're all estrogen disruptors, hormone disruptors. Don't buy and drink things in plastic bottles, and don't buy things that are colored with dyes and fragrances and flavoring. Just be careful and start reading the labels. Another great company is Life Factory. They make a glass sports bottle, but it has a nice silicone sleeve in it. And so I have both of those, and I love those too. You can even make your own electrolyte drink, which I give you the recipe, but you can also buy clean electrolyte like powder. I have those. I have a store called Full Script, and so I could always hook you up with the pure electrolyte powder. Sometimes I buy the kids a really good vitamin C powder, and we'll throw that in our drinks and, you know, flavor that up a little bit and know we're getting good nutrition. So those are actually great, great gifts, the water bottles. If you really want to get like a special gift for somebody, if you're like, oh, I really want to get them a big gift, I want to blow their mind. And this is something that I want. And I'm actually probably going to be treating myself to this in the new year, is a water filter. So you can obviously get a water filtration system for your entire house. I had that at my old house. That's why I want to do it. We try to do one big thing to treat ourselves, you know, upgrade our house. I don't know if I'll do the whole water house system that I had at my other house here. But you can get something simpler. Berkeley is a great water filter system. And I believe the Berkeley, if I'm correct, it goes on the counter. It's all stainless steel, and it's going to be on the counter, and you're going to pour water and it's going to filter out, but it's one of the best ones out there. It filters out so many of the contaminants and toxins, and you wouldn't believe what is in water. It's crazy. And this is super, super important, because if you read my water bottle dilemma and you get into my podcast on water, it's another source of cancer, because the petroleum and the chemicals that are in the water also disrupt the hormones. And then also it can disrupt the thyroid. So if you have a thyroid problem, the number one thing is to check out your water. Underneath the sink, there's a company called Aquasana, and I love them. That's the one I'm looking at. And so you could do reverse osmosis. There's different ones you can choose from, but that's actually a great gift. I think they run like $300 underneath the sink. So again, a bigger gift, but a great one. And I also know that there are times like this where gift cards are easy. There's no doubt. But this is what I want people to understand, is that think a little bit more when you're going to give gift cards. So like, if you're going to do something like Starbucks, and they really, really love Starbucks, obviously that's going to be something that makes them happy. But can you do it to maybe a healthier place? I mean, I know we have an organic eatery here that my friend owns. And if I got a gift card there, that's great. They have organic coffee. She's got juices and smoothies, and she's got the most amazing like protein cookies and things like that. So like, can you think of like a healthier gift card that you could possibly give? I mentioned Starbucks because it's probably one of the worst things that you could drink. It's probably one of the worst things you could have. And I know the kids are stuck on these, but again, you're coming to me with all these issues that these young girls and these young boys have, but they're having such sugary drinks. Listen, coffee itself isn't so bad, but when you start mixing it with all the sugars and all the, you know, toxins, it turns into a pretty toxic drink. What I love, I absolutely love tea. Tea is a great gift. If you look back in ancient times, tea was how they healed people. They healed people from herbs and leaves, and they used tinctures in teas. So teas are super, super healthy. A pretty mug with some teas is just wonderful. Organic teas now are top of the line. I mean, I think it's Yogi's the name of the brand, but I love their lemon ginger. There's a turmeric mango I love. I love green tea. So lots of teas you can just really get into. There's lots of herbs and teas that are like turmeric, like I said, lemon, ginger, and then they flavor them with mango, that peppermint. They're all soothing, right? Digestive tract, ginger, cinnamon, peppermint. Turmeric, these are all healing to the digestive tract. If you love tea like me, one of the best gifts, my sister came back from London and she bought me an electric tea maker teapot. And it honestly is one of my favorite gifts. And I have given that to people. You know, it's amazing. It heats the tea up so fast. And the water is so hot. It's so great. I absolutely love it. You just want to make sure it's glass or stainless steel and there's no plastic, because when you heat things up in plastic, again, you're going to heat up petroleum and that can leach into the water. You're going to ruin it and you're going to be constantly drinking, you know, some toxins in your water. So be careful. And that's great with coffee makers too. Think of maybe a French press or a percolator, you know, really rethinks the way somebody's, you know, having their coffee or having their tea. If they're using those K-cups, that's just not good at all. Again, that's more plastic that you're heating up. They do sell little, you know, healthier environmental friendly pods. You can buy those, or you can get the little thing that you put the fresh coffee in. You know, organic coffee is really, really good. So like I gotta tell you that the tea, if you haven't gotten one, get yourself one. And that's a great gift, is the electric teapot. And there's also now nut makers, so making nut milk, right? So there's the Nutramaker, and then there's the Almond Cow. I've seen them on Instagram. Here's another gift that I'd like. And you can make, they have a lot of things though. You can make these coffee drinks. There's lots of drinks. They have some amazing recipes. But the whole idea is to get away from the synthetic nut milks, the non-dairy milks that I use in my recipes, right? But they do have, you can't get around them because they all have emulsifiers in them. And if you think about coconut milk, right? It's thin, it's watery, so they're going to put in something to make it thicker. So if you want to get off some of those commercial almond milks and oat milks and stuff like that, you can get a nut maker, a milk maker. So that's another thing that you can do. I always promise that these are going to be 20 minutes. I know I've gone over, so just bear with me. I'm going to go a tiny bit longer just to give you some more great ideas, and then we will be done. I do like succulent plants. I think they're absolutely great. So that's just a great simple gift. We deal with aloe with the gut. Aloe is great for the skin. So they're always great plants, and they add a lot of, you know, I guess they add a lot of ambiance, but also health to a room. So that's actually really good. Solar chargers are another thing that I've talked about in the past. I live along the beach, and we've had some hurricanes and storms where solar chargers are really good. Even little lanterns and batteries and flashlights and little lights are actually really good. I love, and I always mention this one, is I love my Instant Pot or a crock pot. A crock pot could be simple too if people aren't using them. That is actually a really great thing. A little thing that So we talked about the gift cards, but another little thing that you want to think about is a book. A book's a little more harder maybe to buy because you have to think for the person. But if you know if the person's into health, there are some really good cookbooks out there. You know, you have a nice gluten-free cookbook or something like that. But the books that I particularly like, the authors that I like, I'm going to share with you. The one that I got into much this year is, his name is Dr. Brownstein. And he has a series of books, Dr. Brownstein. He's on Amazon and he also had his own website. And he was a professor in one of my classes that I took. And he's got an amazing book. I talked about it in my thyroid series. If you did not listen to my thyroid series, please do. He has a book on thyroid. He has a book on iodine. He has a book on salt. So if you have a thyroid problem, those are the three books that are just great. Or if you know of somebody that's struggling, those are three great books. If anyone's struggling with heart problem this year and they're struggling with, you know, their blood pressure's going up and they don't want to do the medication, they're not sure about medication right now, they're on that brink, they're really kind of upset. I have a few of those patients right now that are still young and they're freaking out a bit. His book called The Statin Disaster is absolutely amazing. And his book on salt is absolutely amazing. Blew my mind, changed a little bit of how I viewed salt. I mean, changed my whole view on salt, but a little bit of my view on how to integrate it. And so those books are just phenomenal. He has other books too. Those are just the ones that I've read this year, but he has a whole plethora. So maybe there's a book there that he has that fits a loved one's situation. I also love Chris Carr. I've been following Chris Carr since she started her documentary years and years ago of her treatment for her cancer. And I have all her books. I've met her. I've even worked with her a little bit. She's just a phenomenal person. And her books are great. So again, it depends on where your loved one's at. But she has a book called The Crazy Sexy Cancer. So if you have somebody that has cancer, is just maybe gotten over it, it's a great book. There's The Cancer Diet, it's a sexy, crazy cancer diet book too that just helps people along the way. They don't have to do it as hardcore as she is saying, but you're going to learn a lot from her books. She also has a book called The Crazy Sexy Juicing. So you might have somebody that maybe you're getting them a juicer. That's another phenomenal gift. And they don't really know where to begin. Her juicing book is phenomenal. She has a new book out and it's called I'm Not a Morning Person. And mourning, meaning she just lost her father and she went through this whole thing about mourning and life. And it's a phenomenal book. So if there's any loss going on and the holidays aren't so easy, this is a great book, phenomenal book to help somebody who may have just lost somebody or is going through a really hard time at the moment. And these holiday gifts that I'm mentioning are just might not be, you know, the right timing. So then check out her I'm Not a Morning Person book. Another person to check out is Food Babe. She has a new book out and she is a lot like me, but she does this one thing way better than me. She's just phenomenal with it. So I'm going to send you there. But she and I are really good at looking at ingredients and we're really good at taking a recipe and changing it into something healthy. And she has kids now. My kids are older, but she has little ones. So she's learning how to, you know, change these favorite things that the kids love into something healthy. So I have a knack for it because I've been doing it longer than her, but she's super good at it. And she has so much information on her Instagram that if you're not there, you need to get there because you will learn about what is in goldfish and Cheez-Its and all this junk food that we feed our kids. And it's hard because the kids' friends eat it and they want it, but she will teach you about it. And the last book that you might want to think of is Dr. Mark Hyman has a new book out. He has lots of books, but his new one is about youth and living. He's getting older, I'm getting older, and it's about moving into the transition of those years and still, you know, living young. So that's a great book. And don't forget about my book, The Over-Tilted Child. Again, that's talking about the classroom and someone that is struggling really hard with a child that's not succeeding or behaving. And my last favorite book that I'm going to leave you with this is I did this one year, and I talked about this last year, is I bought the one-year Bible by Expressions, and I bought it for myself because what I do, my mom taught me this, and I do, So you know when you're shopping and you're doing like the Black Friday sales and you're buying something for someone else and you're like, oh my gosh, it's such a great deal. I'm going to buy myself one. Do it. Just do it. And that's what my mom said. You know, treat yourself. You know, don't be afraid to treat yourself. Celebrate you. And this is really, really important because the holidays can be stressful. And if you're, you know, the queen of the home and you're like the bee of the hive, right? The queen bee, you are going to be in charge of a lot of this and maybe putting it together and pulling it off, I call it, right? And you're going to be caring about everybody and worrying about everybody and making sure, you know, everything gets done. And so in this time, you could get lost. You could get stressed. And holidays are about... okay, they're about family, and I know family can get stressful and it can get crazy, but it's really about your soul. It's really about your connection with God and your creator. It's really about that. And when we come together with, you know, family, yeah, it gets difficult and we might clash and you might have to hang around with people that you just don't, you don't jive with well, or maybe your kids don't, or whatever. But it's about the soul, right? It's about community. It's about life. And don't be afraid to celebrate you in the middle of this chaos, that it shouldn't be chaos, but it's kind of what happens. And, you know, it's not anything. It is what it is kind of thing. So my mom always said, you know, treat you, take care of you. And so I, one year, bought myself, when I was doing this Bible, this one-year Bible. And it's by Expressions. It's a pretty cover. They have one for guys too. So it's a great gift for somebody if they've been saying they want to read the Bible. They want to get more into the Bible. And what I love about this is it'll start on January 1st. And you'll get, it'll start with the Old Testament. But they're also going to start with the New Testament. So as you're reading every day, you're getting, you know, the chapter for the Old Testament, and then they'll give you a chapter for the New Testament. And then I believe they do give the Psalms too. So it's really great. And it's just changing. It's life changing. It really is. And so I bought myself that one year about this time, and I started it January 1st, and then I actually finished it. And this was not this past year, it was 2022. And I was so happy and proud of myself at the end because my whole life, a goal was always, oh, I want to read the Bible. You know, it's one of those, I'm going to read the Bible someday. And I picked it up many, many times and just was like, whew, I don't know what's going on here. But I did it. And I was so proud of myself. And it is life changing. And it allowed me to go a lot of aha moments where I'm like, oh, that's where that came from. Or, oh, and it really helped me. You don't really realize sometimes, I think, the power of love and the power of God until you look back. Like, I don't know if that's happened for you, but I look at this year in 2023 and some of the pitfalls that have happened and some of the things that didn't go my way and some of the, you know, not so nice things that happened and to me. And honestly, I'm just calm about them. Like I'm just, I know it's from reading the Bible. I know it's from the year before prepping me. And I think an older me or younger me would have been angry or upset or, you know, wanna, you know, just be, I don't know, I guess in a way argue back. And really the new me is like, nah, not going to. So it really, really helps. And it might be, you might not see it as you're reading it for the year of how helpful it is, but I'm telling you, as you go past that year, it is, it's amazing. It's absolutely an amazing gift. So that's actually where I'm going to leave you guys. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful holiday. And thank you so much for the year and look forward to meeting you. And if I haven't, and if I have, seeing you again. Okay, take care.